Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone here into the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color here from the old clerk's office in the historic Clay County Courthouse. And this grand old lady is going to be celebrating her 150th birthday next year. So we're working on a little celebration of that, among other things. We'll talk about that a little bit later sometime, but we've got that coming up. But we come to you here now each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning here on the Clay County Corner. And we really appreciate all the folks that listen in, and we'll remind everyone that there will be a rebroadcast of this evening at 6 o'clock, and also these programs will get streamed on the Del Isle Horizon newspaper site a few days after we broadcast here. You can go in there and listen to some of the old ones if you want to. So remind everyone of that. And also at this time, we want to thank the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning, that being the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and through the Three Star Committee that helped sponsor this show. And then, of course, we have all of the major sponsors here in Clay County itself, Salina. And I know three of those major sponsors are the Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Salina Lumber Company, and the Macon County Bank and Trust here in Salina. And I know they really go a long ways toward keeping us on the air here, and we really appreciate those folks. And we've got a great show today. Got Mr. Denny Wilbert in here with the Dale Hollow Cedar Hill Conglomeration. I hope he likes that name I thrown on there all at once. And but we're going to be talking a little bit about him, about a big fishing tournament coming up a little bit later. And we're going to just talk to him a little bit, and we'll talk about the lake some, and some of the problems we have in Salina with the lake being not being within the city limits. We'll be right back in a few moments. Of course, we got our birthdays today, where we give away our birthday gift, and we'll be doing that during the show today. But right now, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, it's a pleasure being here this morning. You know, you're sitting there at home, lean back in the rocking chair, and you may be sitting out on the porch with your transistor radio there close to your ear. I don't know if you still got any of those folks left or not, but it's a great pleasure to be able to do this here each Thursday morning. And before we get to our guest this morning, have a couple of short things here. Actually, we've got our birthdays and birthdays coming up. We didn't have any anniversaries this week, but tell folks that our football team won the first football game down at Jackson County, nice Friday night. And then I guess it was Tuesday night, our girls volleyball team beat their girls volleyball team. So we whipped it on Gainesboro here for Jackson County for a couple of days in a row here. But and we go to Clinton County tomorrow night up in Kentucky to play a game up there. And then I think the next game we finally get back home, play a home game here. And we're looking forward to that. This morning I have Mr. Denny Wilbert here with me from, like I said a minute ago, the Dale Holodock Cedar Hill Conglomeration, which used to be in business against each other many, many years ago, back when I worked up at the boat dock, when we had the Maywall family owning over there and the Roberts family owning over at Cedar Hill. And that's something Denny Wilbert and I were talking about a few minutes ago. And we may talk about that a little bit later about, you know, how many of our old family-owned resorts and marinas are still left here on Dale Hollow Lake. I mean, so many of them now are corporate LLCs and things like that. But, you know, there are numerous histories about the beginnings of this lake with all the characters that owned and operated boat docks here, going back to people like Jack Huddleston. I was trying to think of the gentleman's name up at Wolf River. There was the flying fisherman up that end had a boat that he flew in and out from somewhere or another. We had lots and lots of characters. Going back to some of the main characters here, Billy Westmoreland, who grew up on this lake, a nationally renowned fisherman. And I look back and think about in the late 1940s, early 50s, when we had national boat races up close to Cedar Hill. And, of course, that's something Denny and I'll talk about a little bit later. But good morning, Denny.
Good morning.
What you got for us this morning?
Well, we're here really to talk about a big crappie tournament coming up in November and let everybody know what's coming with that.
All right. Fill us in on that.
Well, there's 150 boats registered for this. It's a Midwest Crappie Association. It's the largest crappie tournament ever put on. We're excited about anybody. All the big pros are going to be in town, and it's going to be November 10th, 11th, and 12th, a three-day tournament. They're going to have a taco show at the fairgrounds with 30-something booths in there, and all the big companies are going to be there, so everybody wants to come and see that and meet the pros there and look at the new taco, what's online.
You know, those things are fun to do even if you're not a fisherman.
Absolutely.
Just to look around and see all the various baits. I'm sure they'll have not just the crappie baits. They'll have everything.
Anything to do with fishing. They got the rod holders, the tackle, the rod, everything. Anything to do with fishing, it's going to be there. And we're going to have crossfire play on Saturday night. And Ollie's is going to be over there with his wagon. He's going to have food. So it's going to be a really nice event for 3 days over there.
All right. That sounds great. You know, it's kind of sound like we had the Southern Riders in here a couple of years ago. Had a big to-do with that. But the tournament itself, you said you have 150 registered boats right now.
Yeah. They're saying this is going to bring about 5,000 people in this line in November, so we're kind of letting all the restaurants and everybody know to be ready for this because they're going to start coming in the week before to pre-fish, and their families will be with them.
Well, where are we going to sleep them all?
We're full. Everybody around here is full. I mean,
so all the docks are full. You know, that's something too. What is the capacity for 3 days on the? Of course, this is November. It's not the busy time of the year.
Right.
So basically, everyone will have available rooms. How many rooms do we have really available on the lake itself, you think, at that time? Maybe enough to cover most of them?
There is. We've talked to some of the docks that normally shut down, and they're going to stay open. We're using our houseboats as motel rooms. So we've got 12, so we sleep four in each one of them. And, you know, everything we've got is booked. The brush pile fishing people own it. They bought the old motels up there, Hidden Secrets, and they're developing that, and that's going to be a really nice place. Put some good money into that, so that's going to be open and available too. And then in town, Valley View, and we've reached out all the way over to Tompkinsville and up into Burkesville.
So we're going to fill everything up here for a day or two, maybe.
Yeah, we're going to these restaurants. Everything around here is going to be full for a good week.
So reckon we ought to all go visit somewhere or another, or if someone needs a room and needs to rent a room or something, then give Denny a call and say we have a little bed and breakfast.
There's still people calling looking. We've had to send some people to Cookville.
And we really don't want to do that.
We don't want to do that. We want to keep everybody here if we can.
Okay, the crappie tournament. Let's talk a little bit about crappie fishing on Dale Hollow Lake. And I guess, has it already started to pick up when you purchased the Dale Hollow Dock, or how long ago did that stocking program start? Do you not right offhand know?
I don't know offhand. They started stocking a long time ago. They brought those black-nosed crappie in, and they really did good in this lake.
Yeah, I can remember when they did. I can't remember the exact year, but I know it was quite a few years ago. And, of course, I guess next to, I don't know where you would rank the crappie fish itself as, you know, being a sport fish. Of course, we know here that our two of our largemouth, smallmouth bass are major catches here. But, you know, just look here and fishing on Dale Hollow Lake. If you were inviting someone to come to Dale Hollow Lake to fish, is there any fish that they can't catch there, maybe outside of a porpoise?
Anything toughest thing to catch here is a muskie, but they're still in here. But, you know, but that's probably the hardest thing to catch on this lake. But I tell people when they get here, this is a whole different lake to fish. It's like three different lakes. You got the river system, you got the mid lake system that's got the humps and the valleys, and then you got the deep end here. So I always advise them to get a guide their first trip.
I guess it was Mr. B.C. Reagan.
Yes.
And the muskie fishing.
Yes.
And I can remember working at Cedar Hill Boat Dock. A lady came in one morning about 3 o'clock in the morning and had this strange looking fish she'd caught under the lights. Trout fishing, but we'll talk about that in a minute too. And it was probably about, I forgot, maybe 28, 30, even bigger than that muskie that she had caught. And she might want to have that mounted. And I think when I told her how much it cost per inch to mount one of those things, she decided that wouldn't be a real good project. But the muskie fishing at one time was a big, big deal here. And let me ask you, what about night fishing for trout on the lake? Is that still going on?
It still goes on quite a bit, especially in the summertime.
How do you do that, Denny?
Most of them will just fish under the lights. A lot of them fish off the back of their houseboats that they rent, and they just put the lights out and draw the shad in, and the trout come in. And they, I go out with some of my guests and, you know, spend some time and show them how to do it, and we catch a lot of big trout out there.
Down about 40 foot?
Yeah. Yeah, between 30 and 50 feet, according to what time of year it is.
I know at one time before all of that, the scares we have now, there's a lot of big nails still driven into the dam down at Dale Hollow Dam, where you'd come down and anchor your boat to the dam itself and fish for the trout there late night, right down all the way down at the dam. But do they still restock those quite often?
They still stock once a year, and they stock quite a few. And then in the last couple of years, they've stocked brown trout in there, and they've really done well.
And I know in the springtime, which is not real legal, you go out with a little spinner bait and cast on top of the water, but you got to put them back.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to have a barb, I don't think, on the hook when you do that, but you can catch a boatload of little trout, have a ball, can't you?
Yeah, the little kids love it. They'll come down there and they'll stand on the banks and catch a lot of them. It gets them hooked on fishing.
Okay, now, the the smallmouth fishing now. Is it good?
It's very good. It's very good. I mean, topwater bait or pike, it's phenomenal. I mean, you go out in the morning at sunrise and you can catch five pounders every morning.
Well, let's talk about the bass seasons.
It's year round.
Yeah, well, okay, that's what I'm talking about. But it's actually seasonal fishing, isn't
yes,
it?
Yeah.
We start with the spring.
Yeah.
If someone comes into Cedar Hill or Dale Hollow Dock and says, "Well, how can I catch a smallmouth right now?" And this is like April, May, long in there.
We're spawning. They're up shallow, and you can throw a shallow bait, throw a fluke, something up there by a tree, and hold on, and you're gonna get your arm tore off.
How about getting the live men and putting it on just a hook and no sinker on it and just throw him out there and let him do all the work? And
That's the fun way to do it.
And when that minnow starts heading toward the middle of the lake.
That minnow starts coming back to the boat, you know something's after it.
And you set the hook?
Yep.
Okay, now that I would say that's the first season. And then next up.
Then they go, you know, post-spawn, they start moving back on the points. And that's when they start rounding them shad up, pushing them to the top of the water. You can throw a jerk bait, you know, or a topwater bait early in the morning.
So that's all right. Now, what about plastic?
No,
that's basically...
That's summertime.
That's summertime, isn't it, where you buy the jig and plastic.
Yeah.
And, of course, a lot of that takes place at night fishing. Okay, now, of course, a lot of folks don't understand night fishing with black light. And to me, that's one of the most exciting ways that you can fish on Dale Hollow.
Yes, it is.
Fix us up a rig for that. What would we need to if we were going to do that fishing?
I just use like a half-ounce jig with a tail.
Louder than
okay. And we'll throw it up against it. Look for the down trees. Look for rocks. Just throw them up there and hold on.
Kind of bounce it off the bottom. And
yeah, just slow bounce, just roll back slow.
And it's dark everywhere except for that, of course, the black light. If you know what that black is, the fluorescent light, and you have a line that black light lights up, it looks like it's about 3 inches around.
Right, that's what you're looking for, watching the line twitch.
And that's the other. And then what about the float and fly? Is that still a method that's used up there quite
a
bit?
Yeah, that's the January, February, wintertime. It's really good. You still just throw it up against the rock wall and just almost like crappie fishing.
Well, that's nearly like fishing with a red worm, isn't it?
Yeah. You just twitch it a little bit and roll slow. The biggest one I've caught so far is a 7.2. It was a nice one on a float fly.
Okay. Now, the walleye fishing.
Mm-hmm. Year-round again also. Right now, they're 32 to 36 foot. You pull a deep running crankbait down there, or you pull a worm rig. And I watched a guy yesterday come in and he opened his cooler and he hit three of them at 27, 28, and 30.
Trolling,
yeah.
Okay, when you mention trolling, you got to say Dudley Corth. Hey, of course, I know all of us local folks knew Dudley, who ran the over to Fish Hatchery, and he was an excellent, excellent walleye fisherman. And I think he had a nightcrawler rig.
Yeah.
Where you fixed up a nightcrawler and bounced it on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like I said, let's take a little short break, Denny. We'll come. We're going to talk more fishing for a little bit, and then we're going to get back to business here in a minute.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
So much. Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, sitting here with Denny Wilbert. Denny, we were talking a little bit about the fishing here in Hendale Hollow Lake and all the different things. I mean, it's just amazing. I throw out the word shell cracker.
Oh, yeah.
What's that now?
That is good eating. That is pound for pound of one of the hardest fighting fish you'll ever see or catch. And you can catch them again all year long.
That's kind ways. Of what we call the bluegill or brim,
yeah.
That fish. And then, okay, and another one I know that's really interesting is the catfishing up there in the spring.
Catfishing right now is outrageous. You're trying to walleye fish with a nightcrawler rig, and you're beating 15, 20-pound catfish off all day long. You can't get to the walleye with all the catfish.
And how about the springtime catfishing when you put a line on a...
on the limb lines, yeah.
Or on a, what is the...
trot lines.
The trot lines and the noodles.
Noodles, yeah. I see them going up and down the creek and the hollows all the time in the springtime. People...
Yeah, I know. Back when I was a member of the US bass fishermen, we didn't like those noodles floating around those hollers when it was bass fishing time.
Yeah.
But now I know that's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
That, of course, you go out and put your chicken livers or whatever on your line at dark and come back the next morning and start tracking down your milk jugs or your noodles or your trot line. And
yeah, I've seen some 40-pound flatheads come in, people caught on noodles and trot lines.
All right. We've talked about the fun part. Let's talk a little bit about Denny with Dale Hollow Boat Dock. I know you came in here, and to be quite honest, I know you had a little bit of a struggle to begin with.
It was tough, yeah.
And but you know, you are one of the one of the few. I don't know. I guess there's still a few that is you're a family-owned operation. And you depend on this operation for your livelihood.
Absolutely.
And there's so many of the boat docks here on Dale Hollow Lake that are owned by out-of-state LLCs or something like that, that they do. They hire local people. They do provide the jobs. But, you know, it's really not the same, is it?
No. All the money leaves this area once, you know, they make
all the profit
bills.
All goes somewhere else.
To Texas or wherever they go.
And, of course, here, like I said, you know, that your family depends on this. Okay, now, let's do a little thing here. I know you've been able to expand, and I know from the time you got here until where we're at right now that you have noticed nearly a 360-degree turnaround of the Corps of Engineers with their cooperation with the marina owners. You know, just a little bit about that, Denny, what it means to you guys.
It means everything to get that permission because, you know, they own the property. I mean, they're in control of it. And they were very generous when we got to Cedar Hill, and they expanded our lease where we could really expand and put a lot of slips and stuff on that lake and really grow the revenue and create more jobs.
Okay. How many slips do you have up here now?
Cedar Hill, we've probably got 300, a little over 300, and we've got 150 sitting in the parking lot putting together right now. Del Hollow, we've got right at 200.
So you're talking right now nearly 600
yeah.
available. Any of them open?
No. There's a waiting list of about 300 people.
Well, you know, that's the thing, too, because, you know, Del Hollow Lake is kind of an isolated lake. There's no four-lane highways to get you down to the boat dock. And on Labor Day weekend or some Memorial Day weekend, sometimes, you know, traffic may be from Cedar Hill to Salina backed up sometime or other.
There's just not enough parking.
But if you've got your boat parked there already, all you've got to worry about is parking your car and coming down and getting your boat out of the slip and going, which is a major convenience. And I know that that's something that folks have always been concerned here, that we didn't have enough the past few years, enough of the boat slips. So it looks like you're trying to take care of that, at least on this end.
It's on this end I'm working on, yeah.
And I do know over your competitor over at Horse Creek, that I think they're doing the same thing over there. You know, and that was something, too, Denny, with the ownership of the docks down on this end. The docks down there, they were the three major, well, I guess the four major docks. That would have been Horse Creek, Livingston Boat Dock, Cedar Hill, and Del Hollow Dock were family operations. And by the time, you know, I mean, they all, if you've been to work around a boat dock, you know it's 24/7, 365, except leap year and the sixth in.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time it got to the second generation of the family seemed like, you know, they were really interested and they kept the boat docks going. But by the time it got to the third generation, they had gone to school, got jobs outside of town. And those families, all of them, they started phasing out of the ownership and allowing people like you to come in and to purchase and to really to reinvigorate this end of the lake. You know, this end of the lake was the end at one time in Pickett County, where some of the major things are at now. Really wasn't that much of a competitor, but I think maybe 111 had something to do with that. And
yeah.
But I know it's been amazing the turnaround on the lake here, on this end of the lake, and I know that you are, you know, partly responsible for that. And I think, who else family owned here? What about Hendricks? Is Hendricks Creek still family?
Hendricks Creek, still owns that, yeah.
And Sulphur Creek?
Sulphur Creek still, yeah.
Local owned.
Yeah.
Then on up at the boat dock up at Albany. I can't even think the name of it now.
Oh, Eastport still.
Eastport.
And Star Point still family owned.
Yeah. And so we still got a few of them around.
Got a few, yeah.
But I know the development of your business here. It said you've got, right now with the two docks, you've got about 600 boats. What about houseboats?
We've still got 12.
Got 12?
Yeah.
Well, what about all over the lake? Is the houseboat, you know, one time they kind of dwindled down?
Yeah, they've dwindled down. A lot of these other, the corporates have sold them off, got rid of them, because you have to hire so many people to keep them up, and that they're just more in for the slip rent. So we stay busy. Our houseboats have stayed rented constantly. So.
Okay, and you set them in to go, the sleeping capacity you have there at the two docks now. What is your capacity of occupancy right now, approximately?
We could probably sleep 120 people a night, you know, with everything we got, the motels, the fishing cabins, the houseboats. Even, like I said, in wintertime, we'll use them houseboats and motels.
So, and do we have any, I know we have a major hotel across the state line. I know that's kind of a thorn in everybody's side.
That's unfair, you know. They got that big lodge up there. That's tough to compete against.
Well, you know, I know we something there, the compact with Dale, with the Corps of Engineers and Del Hollow Lake. I believe it's, they went to 13 boat docks only,
mm-hmm.
And there's 14 now.
Now, yeah, let's hope it stays that way.
Well, you know, that's something that I have kind of tried to preach over the years, like to Clay County, and that is, you know, since they kind of opened that up, said it was a state park and that kind of thing, you know, if the county here in the area like this wanted to lease a certain area here and develop it and get it ready based on what happened up there, there would be no reason why they couldn't then turn around and lease it to some big major company if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of opened the doors up, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I mean,
I know you're not looking for it to happen, but it...
No, but I mean, I'd welcome, you know, the more traffic down here. I mean, you know, Pleasant Grove is a prime place for that. There's a lot of land there
you know
to be developed.
Probably. I would say that anyone that visits Del Hollow Lake goes by Pleasant Grove Island at least once during the week they're on the lake.
Right.
Okay, let me ask you about rental up there now. I know at one time when we had those generations of people that were coming down to Del Hollow every year that they didn't, you couldn't save your room for next year. Can you do that up there now?
We do. Yeah.
Okay.
They make the reservation for the next
so
year.
So that's a major change up because
yeah.
I know used to in January the first after a certain time you started calling a boat dock to get your room for next year.
We tried that the first year and it was crazy. The phones wouldn't quit ringing day and night for 3 weeks. It's like, well, if they want it the next year, let's go ahead and do it.
We know that's money in our pocket,
that's
isn't
that,
it?
Yeah.
And I have one real interesting story for up at Cedar Hill, and that is the lakefront. The lakefront cabins, I'm sure you're aware of this, those cabins were actually built for workers who built the downhill over at Center Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And they loaded them on a lowboy and hauled them over there and built the road across the dam up so they could get them over the rails and unload them up there. And those cabins were actually built sometime about 1946, 7, 8, long in there for the workers that's over at Center Hill. And I think all the front row cabins there came from over there, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we still have a few houses here in Clay County people living in that came from over there.
Yeah, we first got to Del Hollow. Every cabin we had was up there. They were just sitting on blocks.
And they came from Center Hill back in the 1950s, I think, when they moved over here. Well, Denny, let's take another little short break. We'll be right back, and I don't know where we're going to wander off next.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposits. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. While I'm sitting here, I'd ask Denny something. A number of years ago, I don't know, I guess a lot of you folks know who Ted Williams was, probably the greatest baseball player that ever played with the Boston Red Sox. And he worked for the Sears Roebuck Company. He had his own brand of sporting goods, everything from fishing poles to, I think, maybe 22 rifles and all kinds. You could buy that Ted Williams brand of things. But and after the baseball season was over, he always liked to go to Florida and fish. And on one of those trips, he found out about Dale Hollow Lake. And he wound up spending some time at Cedar Hill Resort. And it became a regular stop in the spring that Ted Williams came down heading to Florida, and he would come up Cedar Hill Boat Dock and spend a week up there. This is back when I was in grade school. And I know one of the Roberts brothers was in the same class with me, and he would talk about, you know, that Ted Williams is back this week. And us youngsters that were old enough might grab our baseball and try to run up there and get an autograph, which, I think kind of neat, because that was the fame that Dale Hollow Lake had after Mr. Hayes caught the big fish. And I guess that actual mound is now up at Pickett County,
I think.
And was the fish caught in Kentucky or Tennessee?
Robert Hollow.
And so he was down in Tennessee, but he was actually fishing out of
Cedar Hill.
Out of Cedar Hill at the time.
And waded in.
And, of course, we've had all kinds of controversy over the years about it, about first one thing and another. Mm-hmm. But everyone that's ever checked the actual picture and the girth of all those things with the fish, the length of it and all that, they say, no, that's well within what they said it weighed.
Right.
But that, you know, there's just all kinds of stories if you want to read those.
Right.
And, of course, if you want to read Billy Westmoreland's couple of books, those are real neat to read. And there's lots of books on the history of Dale Hollow Lake. Okay, now, Denny, I know you are family operated.
Yes.
How much family you got working for you?
I've got three sons, my wife, and a daughter-in-law. And couldn't even remotely do this without them.
So that, like I said, that is a family operation.
True family.
Two families there, depending on that for their livelihood.
Everybody, yeah.
And
got so five grandchildren down here now, so that's that next generation coming up.
You know, I think that was one of the problems with the owners before you. Folks came down and thought they could run a boat dock was 5 days and get off on Saturday and Sunday and take off whenever you need to, and don't work that way, does it?
No, it's 7 days a week, and when you're doing all the construction we're doing, it's year-round.
Okay, now what are you looking forward to doing up at Cedar Hill and Dale Hollow?
I'm just trying to finish the slips I got in the parking lot right now and get that done, and we've got some stuff we're looking at down the road as far as floating cabins.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about the floating cabin.
I think that's the future. You know, with the gas prices getting high and houseboats costing so much to replace, we've got two now, and people would really love you. Pull in, you've got your own little private boat slip. You got two bedrooms or three bedrooms. One we got is four bedrooms, two stories. And you pull up there with your boat. You're on the lake. You got your electric and water, and everything's hooked up. So and it's you don't have the hassle of taking the houseboat out, tying it up, and you can come and go as you please.
And we are very happy that someone on Norris Lake had enough political pull somewhere or another to where they allowed Norris Lake, which is also a Corps of Engineers lake,
right,
to put in some floating cabins.
Yes, and it is like, when you let one do it, you got to let them all do it. So.
And that has been quite a bit of change. I heard something the other day that I guess I'd heard before but didn't realize, that there are still a couple of family-owned property on what is also known as core land still left on Dale Hollow Lake.
Yeah, I saw that about a week ago. We were fishing.
And there's
Ashburn
a couple of
creek. And
right, there's a couple of places there that remain in the family.
Yep.
As long as the family stays there.
Yep.
They can't rent it out.
Right.
They have to live there. And I think maybe it now it goes down to great-great, and I think maybe some cousins could be allowed to hold on to it.
Yeah, and they keep it up really nice. There's a couple of really nice buildings, houses that's gone up on them properties.
But they can't open motels up.
No, thank goodness.
Let me right there. They can't commercialize it.
Yeah.
And I saw something the other day on the Lake Fontana that there are actually some houses there that were built on poles in the lake itself. I don't know if you'd ever seen one of those or not.
Seen them down in Louisiana.
But this is on the Corps of Engineers up there, and it would have to do with accessibility to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe a few families up there found the loophole, and they allowed great-grandpa to build the house. And as long as they keep occupying it, they've got them a house out on the lake.
Yeah, like the last Alaskans.
Yes.
The last lake people.
Okay. What about the... your expansion up there. I know you have boat slips. Where does your line go to now down
the Cedar Hill? It goes over to right up against Pleasant Grove where the buoys are.
And okay.
Then you go up on that hillside and we've expanded out. I think there's 60 acres total of leased area.
Okay. So and that's enabled you to make all that expansion.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you about... the natural things out there in the kind of in the open lakes.
Yeah, it's pretty rough out there. We get all the wind hit Cedar Hill on that side coming that way, and we doubled up the anchors and upsized our cables, and we've been fortunate. Everything stayed where it's supposed to stay in some of the pretty tough storms, but we got a big wave break system out there. It's helping.
Okay, now, you want to weigh in on another problem?
Let's go.
Wake boats.
I love them because they take a lot of gas, but I wish they'd go out somewhere where there's not a marina around you because they really shake you up there.
And, of course, most folks don't know what a wake boat is. I think, isn't that the boat where it's got a water tank inside?
Yeah, they fill it up with water.
Fill it up with water so it won't come out of the water.
Right, and then throw a huge wake.
And where you can surf and all that kind of stuff behind it. And I know that has become a lot of, I know you get a lot of gripes about it. And I know folks are griping too, the Corps of Engineers.
The Corps is addressing them. They've got some signage out not to do it within 200 feet of a marina, and we're trying to look to say get a no ski zone in between Pleasant Grove and the other side of Del Hollow and try to knock some of it down.
So that's one thing sometimes that your exceptionability creates a problem.
Yeah.
The on a busy weekend, I used to say, and I'm sure it's still true, that you can walk from Pleasant Grove over to Swan Ridge without getting your feet wet on some weekends.
There's a lot of boats.
A lot of boats out there. Okay, now, do you have any plans of developing anything on ground up there?
We're pretty much out of ground right now.
So everything
has to go through the Corps, and it's a long process and pretty expensive, so we're going to kind of sit back and see what the economy does over the next few years before we get anything on the ground going.
Try to make sure you take care of family before you try to do much more.
Yeah, get all these slips built.
Okay, now, the future of the lake there, the fishing tournaments. I know we had the big meeting up at your place back a while back, and we had these experts that came in that had set up fishing contests where they drew in 30,000 or 40,000 people, and they were just... tried to sell everybody the fact that we can do that on Del Hollow. That's probably not physically feasible, is it?
It's not. We're just not set up for that kind of traffic. I mean, we're just pretty much a rural area, not near a great big city, and it takes a lot of hotels and restaurants and stuff. And I mean, we can do the medium size. Like I said, this one we're the 150 boats.
Yeah, that's doable.
We can do that and do it right. And that's the thing. We want the people to come back and have a good experience here.
I know one of the things they said, if you get your big terminal like that, somebody will come in and build a big motel. Well, that's not going to happen here.
No,
because that one or two weekends ain't going to make a profit for the rest of the year.
Exactly. Like I said, we kind of enjoy our small town stuff, and people come here for that, to get away, and that's something we've got to sell. They like the peace and the quiet.
Well, you got anything else for me right now before we wander off, or where we just
No, just to reiterate, I'd like to see everybody come out and support this tournament that we're doing and the tackle show, and enjoy the time, and we're going to have a good time, and we've got it set up right, and we're excited about it.
Okay, what about you're going to have a weigh-in ceremony?
Yeah, we'll have a weigh-in every day. We're going to have a stage out there where the old pool used to be, and everybody can get there and see all these pros weigh what they're catching, and it'll be televised.
Who we got televised?
I'm not sure who they're.
But they've got somebody lined up.
They got somebody coming in. Well, Brush Pile Fishing is actually going to film it, do all the filming, and then it'll probably definitely be on YouTube. And I don't know what main channels it'll be on right yet. But
YouTube right now is getting to be a main channel.
Oh yeah, we've got two. We did three shows in the last couple of weeks. We got with Brush Pile Fishing and Fish Eat Live. We're getting a lot of good exposure for Dale Hollow.
So you just need to go in and type in Dale Hollow Lake.
Dale Hollow Lake, yeah, on YouTube. And you can see there's a lot of different little small people doing it, small shows. And then, like I said, the other two, Fish Eat Live and Brush Pile Fishing, they've done several shows. We host Brush Pile Fishing every year for their riders camp, and they'll bring 100
right.
people in from all over the country, and we get a lot of good exposure there.
Okay. Well, Denny. Been a pleasure having you here.
Thoroughly
enjoyed. You can sit here with me a few minutes if you want to. I'm going to fill in a little time here with, a little review of things that we've been doing. You're at the courthouse.
I appreciate it, but I got to go find some nuts and bolts to keep my guys moving forward.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything. Go ahead.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And anytime, anything new comes up, we've got each other's phone numbers and messages. Just let me know, and this opportunity is available to you for any time you need it.
I sure appreciate it. I appreciate all the support we get in this community. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Okay, we'll be right back in a few minutes and wind up today's show, and I really do appreciate Denny being with us today. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Denny and I got to talking, and of course, when I do that, sometimes I forget to do things. Birthdays for today is one of the things. Celebrating a birthday this week, have some names here. Miss Sandra Kerr celebrated a birthday this past week. Randy Strong Fincher, a birthday. Myra Burnett, and of course, Myra Burnett, former teacher, and she also did a great, great write-up on music in the Cumberlands with that's featured in a book of all the musicians in and around, well, here in Clay County and also in Monroe County, Kentucky. Find you a copy of that. It's just Music of the Cumberlands. And I think Linwood Montell edited that. So, and looked like, let's see, also celebrating a birthday, Linda Birdwell, celebrating a birthday, and Denise Hopper. And we'll be selecting a number here in a few minutes with our highly non-computerized system and take care of that. But got a few things. We got a few minutes left this morning, and some things that we've got going on here are going to be going on here in the very near future. Something here that is, of course, near and dear to the courthouse is that next year, in 2023, this courthouse will be 150 years old. And right now we are planning on a birthday celebration, kind of since our centennial celebration for the county kind of got COVID outed. So we didn't get to do very many things there, but we're looking at doing a celebration, a birthday celebration for the 150th birthday of this courthouse. And we've got, you know, some different activities planned, things like, I just throw a few of those things up, maybe a roly-hole marble tournament. We've got a very neat contest we're going to hold. As you know, over the years, back in the 70s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, this courthouse was kind of, it was a little marriage meal here in Clay County, and we had numerous people that would come in here because they could come in and take care of all the technicalities and everything, come in, show up, and get their marriage licenses and get married the same day. When in most of the state around us and here in Tennessee, you had like a 10-day waiting period, but we waived that here in Clay County, so you could come in here to the courthouse or somewhere around the courthouse, and there would always be a justice of peace here waiting to pronounce you you're now man and wife. We had a couple of preachers here. We had the Methodist Church close by, so we had lots of folks that took advantage of that. So one of the things we're going to do, we're going to try a nationwide search, and the couple who traveled the farthest to get back to the courthouse where they got married will receive a very, very nice prize. And like the, and along with, we'll have a lot of exhibitions here in the courthouse, in and around. So we're looking on planning a big celebration. Not a big long thing, but a very, very neat celebration for the 150th birthday of this, of the courthouse. And also we're still continuing on our second phase of working on our Roly Hole Marble Museum. And this is especially for all marble players or anyone that knows marble players in Monroe or Clay County. Now, the Roly Hole Marble Museum will be located here in the Clay County Courthouse, and it will represent marble players from both Monroe and Clay County. And so we'll be looking for stories, information, pictures, videos, marbles, trophies, anything that you might want to put on loan and have exhibited here in our museum. So if you know anyone that's got all these things, some of the stories of some of the epic games that were played, some of the great players, location of some of the old marble yards, you know, a lot of these things have been compiled before, but, you know, we're looking at having all this stuff here in one place here at the courthouse, and we'll have a lot of things exhibited. I know right now we have the trophy that our heavy-duty marble team, where they went to England and won the European Championship back in the, I think, 1992, where they went over there and spent some time and won the national, international championship over there in kind of a ringer-type game. And of course, now the year before that, we got them over here and tried to show them how to play roly hole, and they kind of challenged us to come over there, and so they thought they could beat us at their game, but it didn't work out that way. And also, and along with those two things, also we have this ringer championship for teenagers. like I think maybe 14 and under, that's held up in Wildwood, New Jersey every year. And we have had, I believe, six or seven national winners up there that are associated either with Clay or Monroe County. And we'll be, you know, paying honor to them here. And any information, pictures that anyone has of those happenings, we really, really like to have those to put on display. So, and then, of course, with the Roly Hole itself, we have a number of things. Right now, we're looking at trying to regain possession of Bud Garrett's original marble-making machine. I think someone sold it to the State Museum years ago, but we're trying to get, maybe they'll loan that to us to get us to come back. But we're going to have things like, you know, how to make a marble here. We're also going to construct a small-scale marble yard here on the courthouse yard where you can actually come in and experience the game of marbles. So we, and, of course, we also will be paying honor to Mr. Bud Garrett, who was our we called him our marble-making blues singer, who was a noted southeastern country in our state here. Traveled all over the southeast doing college concerts and stuff like that, but was very quietly known here in Clay County. And so we've got, you know, lots of things we're going to have here, and we're looking forward to get this going. And it's going to take participation from a lot of folks to, you know, give us, to loan us or donate different materials to go in this museum. So we're going to be working on that here in the next few months. We'll be going on our second phase of that. And then also here at the courthouse itself, we're still working on our windows, and our Adopt a Window program is still in effect. If any one person or any group, company, or whatever would like to adopt one of our windows here, we're allowing folks to do that in honor or memory of someone, and a plaque is placed upon the window if they will donate enough to restore one of those windows. Each window restoration here in the courthouse costs $2,500. And right now we have 11 individuals, companies, corporations, and just interested people that have adopted those windows, and it enabled us to do, we did four windows, and on the side, and then the end windows are where the big decorative windows are at. We were able to do those, and also with the adopt a window money, we were able to restore the big decorator windows here on the south side, which are in pretty bad condition. They actually had to carry those out in pieces, but we've got those back and got them in. And we're looking forward to, you know, more folks, you know, if you know of a community group that wants to join together in memory of a community, in memory of a family, or if some of our companies here want to donate and have a memorial plaque placed here in the courthouse in their honor. We're taking care of all those. And we still have about 20-something windows left, counting the big ones upstairs. But we're working on those, and gradually, slowly but surely, we are saving the place. I know we were lucky this past year to get all the woodwork on the outside done, thanks to Mr. Blakely and Mayor Reagan. They lit in on this and got a whole lot of that done, so the outside of the courthouse is looking up. And with that, I think we have just about used up our time today. And with that, I'm going to draw out a number, and looks like our winner of today's birthday cake is Miss Myra Burnett. So, Myra, you'll have an envelope over to chamber with your birthday prize in it, and you can come by there and pick that up. And with that, I guess it's about time we signed off for today, and got everything put back up. Really appreciate Mr. Denny Wilbert coming down and having a conversation with us today about Dale Hollow Dock and Cedar Hill Resort, the combination of those two, which is really, really making some great improvements up in that area. And you know, we look forward to having other chamber members in the next few weeks. If any of the chamber members would like to be a guest here and talk about their company or their business, just give us a call or send us an email, and we'll get you lined up. With that, we've got everything put up, getting the doors shut, and I guess until we meet you again, next Thursday at 9 o'clock. Don't forget to listen to us at 6 o'clock this afternoon and find us on Dale Hollow Horizon website. But until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you, and good day, Clay County.